Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's almost Thanksgiving for us. And the stress of holidays around family members. We've talked about this stuff in the past. And I love to find distractions. I love to procrastinate too, but I also absolutely love distractions. And my most recent one is La Boo Boo. La boo boo, la boo boo. So dumb, but it makes me giggle. Oh, and everybody's like on here, what in the world is she literally talking about?
Yes, Kim, what are you talking about? No.
Oh my goodness. So on TikTok, there's this teenage boy, he might be later teenage, maybe early 20s, and he created this TikTok of just saying la boo boo, but very energetic and very fun the way he's saying it. Little boo boos are little animals, kind of like the Beanie Babies back in the day, but they're in China right now and they're kind of like a big hit. Somebody put it on a keychain, some famous person, or like a clipped it onto her bag. It became a big thing over there. Okay, so now over in the US here, because sometimes we're very immature, so this kid has literally created a huge TikTok explosion of people saying, La boo boo!
He doesn't have the actual item itself, right? He's just playing
He.
with the word. Is that right?
He now has got the item, but initially he did not.
How funny.
But playing with the word and just having fun with it. And he was actually annoying his mom, and his mom in the background was like rolling her eyes, like, just stop. But the way he said it was very fun and entertaining, and it was a harmless word. And he took something that was like, oh, okay, it's just a beanie, basically. It's just a bear. But he took it into something fun and creative. And I absolutely love that energy with it.
Yeah, it
And it
tickles
makes me
your funny
happy.
bone. Yeah, it's just the way he says it, the way he plays with the energy, like you said, it just tickles your funny bone. Now, I haven't seen this particular person you're talking about, but hearing you tell me about it and you say it tickles my funny bone.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just funny. And so even around our house now, it's like, la boo
I was going to say, I like the echo effect in your house. Like one of you throws it out, when someone else from, say, another floor in your home. You're not
We
even in the
just.
same room, and it's like echoing throughout your house.
Yep. So here's what I want people to come up with. Come up with a word. Maybe come like make your own word or take a word that really doesn't mean anything. So I just happened to look at a sign in my office here, and it's the word make, MAKE, make. And they're like, do grab a word and have fun with it and be like, make, we're gonna make something and like take it and turn it and get energized with it, make it fun.
Play with it.
Like, yes. Oh my goodness. And it just breaks apart the tension. It just like the rest of the world, it's heavy. And these are little things that you can do just to shift it up.
Laughter is so powerful. It's a release. I heard years ago in some energy training that I was doing at the time, my instructor had said that there's two primary ways that we release emotion, experiences, so on. Not the only way, but primary. Crying and laughter.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think we tend to underestimate the healing power, if you will, of even made up laughter. Like people are like, oh, okay, legit laughter, I get it. But like, even when we talked about it, I know we have Kim where we're like, ha, ha, ha.
Yes.
So you could try this with Kim's with this word, la, boo,
Boo boo.
boo,
La boo boo.
until you get to that. But even made up laughter is very powerful. It really is. It shifts energy, it lightens things, and try it. Yeah. I got a smile on my face from this one, Kim. Thank you. I mean, I usually do anyway, but this one in particular.
Just so fun. Childlike play.
Exactly.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Kim. All right. Until next time.